Okay, well, Chris Lamed loved the halacha of Dalet Minim. From time immemorial, the practice has been that unless you're proficient in the halacha of Dalet Minim yourself, which are very complicated, so you have to know the basics and then show it to a Meir HaHorah. A person, interesting, nowadays not too relevant anymore, but he says in Hungary, the Mahadrim would make sure that they would get a new lulav every year. Because a lulav, a yavesh, is a problem, and many people say that if there's no more yarkus, if there's no more greenness to the lulav, that's considered to be a lulav, a yavesh. So apparently, whatever, there were plenty of people who did keep it around from year to year, and they would use that same lulav, because even if it didn't have that greenness, but nowadays you're not going to do that anymore. Meseder, the shear of a lulav is 4 tefachim, and that 4 tefachim doesn't include the leaves on top of the shedra. That means that the spine has to be 4 tefachim. 4 tefachim is 32 centimeters, Reb Chaim Noah, 39 plus centimeters, according to the Chazon Ish. And B'shas HaDchak, you can get away with 13 and a third agudlin, which is between 27 and 32 centimeters. Okay, hadasim. Hadasim have to be meshulashim, which means that they're all at the same height. It doesn't go by the tip of the leaves, it goes by where the leaves come out of the stem. According to the Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish was makel that as long as any part of the circumference of all three of the leaves, you can draw a line around it, that's considered to be meshulash. Others don't go with that, but that's the hadasim. They have to be mesholish. Also, the leaves have to cover up the wood, so you shouldn't be able to see any bit of the branch. It should be totally covered. If on top, the rove is mesholish, the rove of the series of threes is mesholish, and on the bottom you have a miut, so that he says that that's also kasher. People like to try to get at least a sheer ratzif of mishulash as much as possible. And you have to make sure that you don't lose the leaves, because if you lose leaves, then you run into problems. Okay, a thing to be careful about with the hadasim is to make sure that it's not niktam. If it's cut on top, the wood is cut on top, so then you've got a problem. Also, you have to make sure, nektam is only a problem with the top, though, if you have additional branches growing out in between the kanim, in between the sets of leaves, so those ideally should be cut off. That's not a problem. Okay, that brings us to aravis. Aravis, the classic arava, is a long leaf and with smooth edges, not jagged edges. And the stem is supposed to be red, although if it's green, it's not a problem, because that, if it's the right species, it just means it hasn't turned red yet. The seder, most of them grow by a nachal, it's called arvei nachal, but if it didn't, that doesn't mean that it's puzzle. It's a hider to have it actually grow by a nachal. And the shear of the hadasim and the aravis are both three tefachim, which according to Rav Chaim Noah is 24, and according to the Chazon Ish, 29 point something, basically 30. Or, if you're in a pinch, 10 agudlim, which is 20 to 24. The aravis that dry out, or most of the leaves fall, or if it's nektam, so then that's also it's also puzzle. By the aravis also, you have to be careful that the leaves don't fall off, otherwise you can run into problems. Okay, the seder with all of the dalet minim, that's lulav and hadasim and everything. So it's you have a problem of guzzle. So lulav a guzzle, right? So therefore you have to make sure that somebody else cuts it off of the tree for you. Again, because if the tree was stolen and you cut it yourself, so then it's guzzle. If somebody else took it off of the tree that was stolen, so then you have yish and shin and rishus, and then you don't run into problems. Okay, how many of each mean? So three hadasim, it's two aravis, and in terms of placing them, so the hadasim are supposed to be on the right of the shedra of the lulav, and the aravis are on the left of the shedra of the lulav. You're supposed to have one tefach of spine left over after you finish the two of them. This, all three are supposed to start together at least at some point. There should be an overlap so you can hold them all together on the bottom. The hadasim should end slightly higher than the aravis do, and then from the top of the hadasim to the end of the spine should basically be a tefach. We call that 10 centimeters about, according to the Chazon Ish. In addition to that, so you have to tie them all together. It should be tied with a double knot, or the way that people do it with their lulavim or a kaishikal. Aside from the tie of tying them all together, there should be three more things on the lulav. The top tefach of the lulav should not be tied because you want a kiskus, you want it to shake when you shake the lulav, so it should flap back and forth a little bit, and there should not be any chatzitza between the hadasim and the lulav, which is interesting. The kaishikal is not considered to be a chatzitza. What's it called? But you shouldn't tie up the hadasim like their own string or something like that, and then in that way put it onto the lulav with something else. Okay, on Yontif, making a double knot is a problem. Hilchos Kesher, Shabbos. You can make a Kesher al Yidei Aniva, or Aniva al Yidei Kesher. You know, that's a loop with a single knot, that's fine. Or just take it with a piece of lulav thing and then tuck it under the bottom, that would be okay also. If an Arava fell off the tree, or a Dasim fell off the tree on Yontif, says Muksa. If it's a two-day Yontif and it fell off on the first day, so then it's not muksa because of mimonav shach. Either today's not yantif or yesterday wasn't yantif. But if the first day was Shabbos, then you wouldn't be able to use it because that's also going to be muksa. The seder. What's it called? If somebody brought in the dalad minim from chutz l'tchum, you are able to use them. There's no issa tiltal when something comes from chutz l'tchum. You just can't take it out of its dalad amis. But you shouldn't carry it outside unless there's an eruv, and then you don't have a problem with that. Okay. Finally, if your dalad minim are not the best, somebody else has nicer dalad minim than yours, or you know it's borderline. So then, ideally, you should use somebody else's dalad minim for the bracha, and just for halal and hakafis. To have your own dalad minim. Also, one other halacha I forgot. If you can't get mishulashim of aravis, so he says again, not no gad to today, but he says that you should, what's it called? You should get aravis, not aravis, hadasim. You should get hadasim that are not mishulashim and use them anyway, but you can't make a bracha. So that basically is what's it called? That's what we have over here in the halachas and the dalad minim. And like we said, that all right. Next we have Netilas Lulav, the actual halachas of the Netilas Lulav. That Be'ezus Hashem will do. We reconvene next Thursday. Yeah. Okay.